Welcome to KUI News, brought to you by Student Media and UI's student newspaper, The Argonaut. KUI News is committed to bringing you the most current news, sports, opinions, and entertainment information within the Mollusca community, the country, and the world. KUI 89.3 FM is a student-owned and operated radio station, and all news and opinions are those of our student journalists and not those of our university. KUI News is underwritten by UI's own student magazine, Blot. Blot is on stands twice a semester on UI's campus and throughout the Mollusca community. For more information about Blot, navigate to blot.uidaho.edu. And now for today's newscast.
Welcome to KUOI News. It's Monday, October 3rd, and I'm Britt Kaiser. On today's show, we have, for news, information for students interested in studying abroad, and a feature on UI's Women's Reading Club. For RAR, it's Mixtape Monday, everyone. Stay tuned for Kristen's choices. For sports, an update on the Vandal women's volleyball team, and a recap of this weekend's athletic events. And last but not least for opinion, a piece on why you should always look your best. To many, college is about branching out, trying new things, and discovering oneself. Students who study abroad and take advantage of classes like surfing or cuisine that aren't offered at the University of Idaho may do all of the above, study abroad advisor Holly Greenfield said at the first time study abroad information session Thursday. The International Program Study Abroad Office hosts informational sessions in the Commons throughout the semester to give students interested in studying abroad general information that will help prepare them for a successful trip. The benefits to studying abroad include earning credit toward a degree, becoming more marketable in the workforce, learning to be adaptable, and practicing human relation skills, Greenfield said. She said it's important for students to remember they are, in a sense, ambassadors when they go abroad. Greenfield said people are going to be judging all Idahoans based on what they learn from students studying abroad, so it is important to represent Idaho, the university, and America well. Keeping an open mind, being kind, and being patient are all good characteristics to have when studying abroad, Greenfield said. Students are able to use their current financial aid and scholarships to help pay for their trip abroad, which is oftentimes a misconception, Greenfield said. She said typically study abroad costs range anywhere from $12,500 to $17,000, with the biggest difference being the cost of a plane ticket. Greenfield said there are several options, UI direct programs, program providers, and faculty-led options available to students studying abroad. The direct programs consist of about 30 different universities around the world that UI has an agreement with. These options are generally cheaper with less on-site support, but there's not an option in every country, Greenfield said. The program providers, such as the University Studies Abroad Consortium, USAC, or International Studies Abroad, Inc., ISA, each work with different locations around the world. Greenfield said all the options are good, but may not be practical for every student, which is why she recommends all interested students to schedule an appointment with a study abroad advisor. The main differences between programs are the cost and support students can get while they're abroad. A downside to studying abroad is that students get caught up on the financial piece, Greenfield said. It's understandable. Some students look at the cost from a negative perspective, she said. But I try to tell them it's an investment that's well worth the money, I think. It's the only opportunity they'll have to use financial aid to study abroad. She said this is something students can go over with a study abroad advisor in a one-on-one appointment. The study abroad advisors are available on the weekdays by appointment from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Walk-in hours are from 1 to 4:30 p.m. every weekday as well. Greenfield said locations available to UI students to study abroad include, but are not limited to, Central and South America, Asia, Africa, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, mainland Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. Students looking for more information about studying abroad can visit the IPO Study Abroad, located in the LLC building, Room 3, or go to their website at www.webs.uidaho.edu/IPO/abroad/. For KUOI News, I'm Britt Kaiser. Now, here's Lindsay with a feature on the Women's Reading Club.
The most controversial topics often lead to the best discussions. Though controversy is not the focus of the Women's Reading Club, great discussions are. The Women's Reading Club will meet next from 2 to 4 p.m. on October 7th in the Women's Center Lounge to discuss their most recent reading, Reality Bites Back, The Troubling Truth About Guilty Pleasure TV by Jennifer L. Posner. The book is meant to deconstruct reality TV and portray the underlying messages in shows such as Jersey Shore and The Real Housewives of Orange County and what they send to the public. It focuses on the cultural biases promoted by reality TV and the way those biases are affecting the intellectual and political development of the current generation. Liza Salisbury, member of the Women's Reading Club, said it's a topical subject and that watching other people's mishaps is appealing to human beings. Posner blames reality TV for attacking three decades of feminist progress and instilling ideas of racial and gender stereotypes in current generations. Salisbury said the way people are treated and degraded for the sake of entertainment is sad. Members of the Women's Reading Club agreed that both men and women should take the time to educate themselves about past and present feminist issues. This idea began with Amy Sharp, the former manager and founder of the group. The Women's Reading Club began 5 years ago as an article club and focused on short, slightly controversial articles dealing with women's issues. Topics have included everything from gender and racial stereotypes to body image, violence, politics, and economics. After a short hiatus, the club was revived in 2010 by Dana Zeiger, professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Media. The club now focuses on longer works and meets less often to accommodate busy schedules. The club was recently granted funding from the American Library Association and the National Endowment for the Humanities to do a short series on Louisa May Alcott, the woman behind Little Women. The book focuses on the scandal and controversy that consumed the lives of the women who were the inspiration for the characters in Alcott's most famous novel. The series will include a book discussion at 6 p.m. on November 14th at the Kenworthy Performing Arts Center, followed by a documentary at 7:30 of the same title. You don't have to read the book to attend. The Women's Reading Club fluctuates in number depending on the book and who is able to attend meetings, but welcomes people of all backgrounds and genders. For KUOI News and Caitlin Crissalt, I'm Lindsay Treffery.
That was Redeemed by DJ Shadow. Now here's Kristen with her mixtape this Monday.
The economy and job market continues to flounder, and as college students, we're all beginning to wonder if we'll be living in our parents' basements after graduation. Here's a gangster mixtape to get your mind right and keep you focused on your main goal, get money. Coast to Coast by Sam Adams. Play this upbeat rap while taking a road trip in the sunshine. It's all about moving up and traveling.
Lifestyle switching, the illest up in the business. I'm hoping to make a killing. Get at me, going coast to coast, going coast to coast. We going coast to coast,
coast. Successful by Drake featuring Lil Wayne and Trey Songz. You want the money, the cars, the clothes. Drake feels you. He explains how he got it all in this song.
I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
I'm the Best by Nicki Minaj. Nicki came from the bottom and she explains her rise to the top in this track. Her rap is hard, but the chorus is pretty.
And here they coming for me, because the top is lonely.
City, Nipsey Hussle. Everyone wants to run their city, and Nipsey Hussle knows how to get it done. Money on the Floor by Kevin McCall featuring Tank and Ace Hood. K-Mac throws his money all over the club because he has plenty more. Wouldn't that be nice?
I talk like money, I walk like money, I keep that money, y'all. I talk like money, I walk like money, I keep that money, y'all. I've been known to make the money.
Phone Numbers by Wiz Khalifa featuring Trey the Truth and Big Sean. Wiz Khalifa's raps are clever and inspirational. Listen to this song and imagine what it would be like if your paychecks looked like phone numbers.
Spanish friends could have been the president. Rather be the man instead. Yeah. Now when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone numbers. Now when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone numbers. I'm talking millions.
Wale. Wale raps about going through the many hardships of his life. He teaches that if you aspire for greatness, others will slip and fall beneath you.
Mr. Underdog, and this is not a bar. Under your nose, a rose grew with no sun at all.
Determination by Dub featuring Will Smith. An inspirational speech by Will Smith is woven through this rap. He's about all work, all the time, and believing in yourself.
There's a redemptive power that making a choice has. You know, rather than feeling like you're at effect to all the things that are happening, make a choice, right? You just decide.
For KUI News, I'm Kristen Coaster-Smith.
Thanks, Kristen. Now over to Kevin to kick off today's sports section with a volleyball update.
The Vandal volleyball team went even on the road this week, falling to New Mexico State Thursday, but rebounded to beat Louisiana Tech in straight sets on Saturday. Idaho began the road trip at New Mexico State Thursday night with a four-set loss. The Vandals lost the first set, but stormed back in the second to tie the match. Idaho coach Debbie Buchanan said the Vandals played well in the second set due to the fact they stayed within the system and were able to go on runs. The third set was close throughout, with six ties and four lead changes. The match came down to the wire as the Vandals came from down 23-19 to come within one at 24-23, but the Aggies scored the next point and took a 2-1 lead. The Vandals fought hard in the fourth set, again coming within one late, but the Aggies proved too powerful and won the set and the match. Buchanan said her team outplayed the Aggies in a lot of ways but had too many errors. She hoped the team learned something from the loss. Senior libero Cassie Hamilton had a season-high 27 digs, moving her into second place all-time in Idaho's history. The Vandals returned to the court on Sunday and completed their sixth sweep of the season, defeating Louisiana Tech. The Vandals looked crisp throughout the match and won each set in dominating fashion. Sophomore Allison Walker snagged her fourth consecutive double-double with 10 kills and 11 digs. Hamilton had 14 digs and is now 204 digs away from passing Megan Brown to take first place all time. Idaho will stay on the road Wednesday when they travel to Cheney to play the Eastern Washington Eagles. The Vandals own a 24-29 all-time series record over Eastern Washington. The last time the two teams met was in 2010 when the Vandals won in four sets. For KOUI News, I'm Kevin Bingaman.
And here's your weekend Vandal sports recap. For soccer, the University of Idaho women's soccer team fell to Fresno State 1-0 Friday night, opening Western Athletic Conference play. The two teams were tied at half with six on-target shots on goal apiece. Fresno State kept the pressure up in the second half with seven shots on goal to Idaho's one. Idaho had a total of 12 shots, seven of them on goal and three corners, but was not able to finish with the win. The team fell again to San Jose State 2-1 on Sunday. Vandal Chelsea Small scored the first goal of the game, but SJSU responded less than a minute later to tie the game. The Spartans scored the game-winning goal around the 82-minute mark of the game. With the loss, Idaho is 4-8-2 overall and 0-2 in the WAC. Next for the Vandal women is a home game versus Hawaii Friday at Guy Wicks Field at 4 p.m. For volleyball, for its 6-3-0 sweep of the season, the Idaho volleyball team improved to 7-9 overall and 2-2 in the WAC play, with a 25-17, 25-19, and 25-13 win over Louisiana Tech on Saturday. The team had 43 kills, 19 attack errors on 127 attempts, 66 digs, and 7 total blocks. On October 5th, Idaho will step out of WAC play with a visit to Eastern Washington and will move on to host Utah State in WAC play in the Memorial Gym October 7th. For cross country, UI sophomore Hannah Kaiser was the headliner on Saturday at the Dellinger Invitational Cross Country Meet. Kaiser won the women's 5,000-meter race Saturday with a time of 16:45.71 to remain undefeated. The Idaho women took fifth as a team with an overall score of 131, behind Oregon, Wisconsin, Oregon State, and Portland. The Vandal men had a fourth-place team finish with 110 points. The Vandals have one more regular season meet ahead of them in 2 weeks at the Bronco Invitational, hosted by Santa Clara, as they approach the Western Athletic Conference Championships at Honolulu, Hawaii on October 29th. For football, the Vandals lost to Virginia in overtime 21-20 on Saturday. The game consisted of big defensive plays, special teams contributions, and an offense that battled hard but simply came up short. Mike Scott led the receivers with 5 catches for 74 yards, while Princeton McCarty had 14 carries for 90 yards. Bobby Cowan had a 70-plus punt and an average of 51.2 on 9 kicks. The Vandals will go on to battle Louisiana Tech for the homecoming game 2 p.m. Saturday in the Kibbe Dome. For KUOI News and the official Vandal Athletic site, I'm Britt Kaiser. And that was DJ Shadow with Run For Your Life. Picture this. The CEO of a Fortune 500 company ditches the suit and tie, or pencil skirt and blazer, and arrives to work in an old baggy t-shirt coupled with that infamous favorite pair of sweatpants and beyond broken-in Reeboks that haven't been on shelves in years. Imagine a bank teller, car salesman, lawyer, or professor doing the same. Would each of them lose credibility and respect? Yes. Unfortunately, Mom was right on this one. It is crucial to dress for success. Make a lasting impression. Everybody wants to be remembered. In order to make a good impression at a job interview or when meeting your significant other's parents, whatever the case may be, it's important to appear polished and put together. People are more apt to remember somebody who takes pride in their personal appearance. Improve self-confidence. When a person looks great, they feel great too. A person's confidence is affected by the image they project to others. Someone who is well-groomed and nicely dressed will always appear more confident than someone who's not, even if that's not necessarily the case. It's that fake it till you make it approach to improving your self-confidence. Get better service. As cliche as it sounds, a person whose appearance is put together is perceived to have greater purchasing power than someone who's not. This will naturally attract the attention of a waiter, flight attendant, etc. The bottom line is that it's always better to be overdressed than underdressed. This is not a shallow matter centered on material possessions or outward appearances, but about being taken more seriously in today's society. Dressing for success does not entail running out to buy Nordstrom's latest fall collection, but instead taking pride in personal appearance and hygiene. This does not mean tromping around in high heels or a suit in an effort to portray yourself as someone you're not. Ladies, try trading your plain V-neck for a blouse. And men, the next time you go to throw on a t-shirt, grab a nice button-up instead. Dressing professionally is not just for adults in the workplace, but for students on campus as well. College is, after all, the preparation stage for the real world. It's never too soon to dress for success, so start now. For KUOI News, I'm Britt Kaiser. And now, over to Anthony for your calendar update.
Here's your calendar update for Monday, October 3rd. Today from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m., the Women's Center presents Mad Men Mondays in the Memorial Gym, Room 109. Grab a lunch and watch the AMC award-winning series and engage in feminist discussion of the social issues that the show poses. Also today from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Student Union Building Ballroom, there will be a job, internship, and grad school fair for students in science, technology, engineering, and mathematical fields. The recruitment fair will offer Idaho students and the alumni the opportunity to meet with employees in their respective fields. This event is free to all job seekers. Commencing at 3:30 p.m. in the Aurora Room of the Commons, there will be a first-time study abroad information session. These sessions are designed to help students understand the important elements of preparing for a successful study abroad experience, including program selection, academic planning and policies, funding, essential travel documents, and more. Tomorrow, October 4th, don't miss the newest edition of the UI student newspaper, The Argonaut. The Argonaut is an editorially independent newspaper brought to you by student journalists replete with campus news, sports, and entertainment. Also tomorrow from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Whitewater Room of the Commons, there will be a colloquium panel talk presented by Robert Casely, an associate professor of theater, Lauren Lojo Simon, an MFL student and playwright, and Marco De Ossi, an assistant professor of art and design. This panel is entitled Turning of the Wheel, Art About Art, Collaboration and Expression of Self and Others in Creating New Work for Theater that will discuss the creation of art as a singular expression, but is also universal. In addition, the panel will discuss Simon's play Adoration of Dora as the performance explores the singular world of surrealist photographer Dora Maar as she tries to find her own voice as an artist while living with the threat of war and in the long shadow cast by her lover, Pablo Picasso. Also coming soon, College Radio Day is coming October 11th, and KUOI is making the most of it. Look for our semesterly programming guide in October 11th's edition of The Argonaut, and join us as we celebrate by airing never-before-heard interviews, playing the best music around, and bringing you PGA 20, a Pearl Jam documentary, brought to you by us, KUOI 89.3 FM. Lastly, coming up October 12th and 13th in the Sub Ballroom, Student Media and KUOI 89.3 FM present PJ 20, a Pearl Jam documentary directed by Cameron Crowe. Shows begin at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. both evenings, and admission is free. KUOI will also be raffling a Pearl Jam prize pack, including the PJ 20 soundtrack and 20th anniversary hardcover Pearl Jam Chronicle. Only 200 seats are available per showing, no outside food or drink, no booze, and no smoking. And that'll do it for your calendar update for Monday, October 3rd. For KUOI News, I'm Anthony Saya.
Thanks for the update, Anthony. Today's featured artist was DJ Shadow, with tracks off his new album, The Less You Know, The Better. Now, here's Warning Call, featuring Tom Veck. For KUOI News, I'm Britt Kaiser.
Thanks for listening to KUOI News. KUOI News is brought to you by Student Media in conjunction with UI's Argonaut. For more information about news on this program, navigate to KUOI.org or UIArgonaut.com. If you'd like to submit a story to KUOI News, feel free to email us at KUOI@UIdaho.edu or arg-radio@UIdaho.edu. KUOI News is underwritten by UI's own student magazine, Blot. Blot is on stands twice a semester on UI's campus and throughout the Moscow community. For more information about Blot, navigate blot.uidaho.edu. And remember, KUOI News is committed to bringing you the most current news, sports, opinions, and entertainment information within the Moscow community, the country, and the world.